This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to connect with us and sound really good, then Skype is a good option for that. You do have to send a contact request first. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it come in. And then from that point forward, it's easy to call us on Skype. We'll also take your phone calls on the toll-free number, which is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, as we go to your calls and thoughts. We've been all over the map here, from talking about refugees, immigration, gay Republicans, spamming on the Internet. Let's go to your calls, though. Dave is in Indianapolis. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WIBC-FM.
Oh, my God, that Triple X movie is so realistic. Look, I have come here.
Are you talking about the movie with Vin Diesel, or are you talking about some pornography?
Well, I don't know. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, I think he's probably talking about the Vin Diesel movie.
Oh, gotcha. It was so good. Everything in there, that was 100% plausibility. Absolute plausibility. Killer shots everywhere. I mean, you know, come on.
Look, I haven't seen the new one, but I saw the original. It was pretty ridiculous.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, it was pretty silly,
but
it was fun.
Wait until you're on your deathbed with the flu. Then watch the Triple X movie.
I don't know if that's an endorsement. Okay. I'm confused.
Anyway, here I come to save the day again. We're talking about how wacky California is.
Yeah.
We need to go back to federalism. We don't. And let me tell you something. I really started getting interested when they said California was going to break off.
Yeah, dude.
I totally
That's
understand.
Awesome.
Yeah. But here's the problem. You get a bunch of little countries. One big bad country comes along and starts eating breakfast. So we can't do that. Now, I get it. I don't like California.
Wait a minute. What?
Just one thing.
There's plenty of little. Wait a minute. There's lots of little countries in the world, and they're not having their breakfast eaten.
Yeah, one used to be called Ukraine, and another one used to be called Crimea. If we invoke
Crimea was never an independent country.
They got stepped on. What I'm saying is federalism.
And what does that mean? Define federalism.
That means, I'll tell you exactly what that means. That means, excuse me. You let California be as absolute crazy as they want. Mm-hmm. Give me an issue. You know, let California have California's stance. You don't have a federal judge coming along and saying, because they do it this way in California, we've got to make sure that every other state follows California's example.
But wait, so what you're saying is you want to let California do its thing, but keep them in the union?
If their thing is not an enumerated power of Congress, yes. You see what I'm saying? Give me an issue. Let's take the big one, right? Abortion. I'm as pro-life as anybody else, you know? And if California decides they want to make abortion, quote-unquote abortion, legal, let California be California.
Okay.
What do we have right now? We have.
But why not just let them leave? Why not just let them leave the union?
Well, one, for strategic reasons.
What would that
be? We're already worried about the border with Mexico. Because, now hold on, because you got all these people crossing into our country that are costing us money. Now, there are lots of people that have been living here a long time that are costing us money, but we don't need a bunch of new people costing us money.
Yeah, we call the existing people bureaucrats.
So wait a minute, are you saying that you're concerned that if California left the United States, that then there would have to be a Western wall built to block off California?
In the middle of the Sierra Nevada mountain range?
I mean, if my goal is that every leftist moves to California and they end up building a wall to wall us off, which would be just fine with me.
But yet you still want them to be in the union?
Well, you're going to have differences from state to state. I mean, Indiana, California is extreme. New York's extreme. the laws in, like, say, Indiana and Florida aren't going to be the same on every issue. And I'm okay with that because we had a very limited number of issues that fell under federal purview when we started out. So take pot. You guys, I'll give you your pot. You know, you guys love the pot. Okay. If California said, you know what, you can just smoke a joint wherever you want, fine. Guess what? I don't live in California. Same thing with abortion, which I know what abortion is. It's the murder of a child. Now, people listening to this show may have a different opinion. You know what? Move to a state where it's legal.
Okay, in here's Indiana, my question about your concern, though, about immigration from California into the rest of the United States. If California were to break off and become its own independent nation, I mean, presumably they would continue the gravy train over there. I mean, I know they're in debt severely, so how long it would last, I don't know. But just given the mentality of the politicians and the people over there, given the mentality of those people over there, they'd still want to do handouts. They'd still want to do forced wealth redistribution. So wouldn't it be the case that California would then attract the kind of give-me-a-handout immigrant that everybody, you know, is so concerned about, and then the rest of the immigrants who actually, like, want to work would come into the rest of the United States, wouldn't they?
Well, you mentioned entitlements. Entitlements are not the purview of the federal government. Social Security, Medicaid, food stamps, you name it, fill in the blank, are not mentioned in Article 1, Section 8. Well, but if you let California go on its own and they want to be that utopia that they say they want to be, within 6 months the place will be a hellhole, just like, you know,
that's
any
their
of your
problem.
Towns in
Mexico. You're all the way over in Indiana. Who cares?
But what I'm saying is,
why be saddled with that? Why be saddled with the difficulties?
I think he's afraid that they would get.
Eventually, Indiana is going to be its own country.
Are you afraid that if California secedes, that they would then get U.S. foreign aid, so you'd be funding them anyway, even though California is a donor
state?
I really hope not.
I mean, if they did secede, let California be its own thing. I mean,
thanks, Dave, for the call. I appreciate it. Interesting headline over at LATimes.com that I've been wanting to talk about. We're not going to get into it tonight, but out-of-state conservatives are some of Calexit's biggest fans by their contact reporter, Paul Thornton. He goes into letters that they had received from different conservatives. Maureen Huskies from Pacific Palisades says, can a line be drawn for a new socialist state to be born and leave the rest of us sane residents alone? Lynn Hopkins from Wycliffe, Kentucky, encourages conservative Californians to mount their own separatist movement. Going on, Pacific Palisades residents. Maureen Huskies is happy to see Californians go, but not without conditions. Quote, what a dream come true. Can we just split off and leave my house alone? Stanley Wood of Los Angeles wants us to stay put. The extreme right succeeds if California secedes. The United States is our country, and we should fight for it. See, that's the kind of attitude that I think is, really bad. There are these people who are on the left who, rather than go and have their own place where they can do what they want to do, they want to fight to take control of the United States government back over and force their viewpoint down other people's throats.
Right.
Like, why not just give up and focus your efforts in one geographic area? That's what we're finding is working in New Hampshire.
They want to focus on the geographic area known as the United States of America. They're the nanny state. They're the people that the previous caller, was concerned about of, if you have a bunch of small government, somebody's going to try taking over. Yeah,
that's them.
The nanny status, the busybodies that want to control everybody.
I see what you're saying. They can't just leave it alone. They can't
just... United States federal government, they like trying to, control the entire world.
You're right about that. Let's continue here. There's just a few excerpts from that story. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Terry in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC.
Hi.
Hello, Terry. Hey, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I think we had some problems with your phone earlier. I'm glad you got back in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. My phone died on me, and I was like, finally got through to you guys. I love this format, and God bless you for giving it to me.
Oh, thanks.
That's wonderful. I really, really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
But, I am an extreme far-right conservative. I believe in God. I believe God is the founder of this country. That's why this country is so popular. Is because it was based on God. It
All right. I like a good extremist. Hang on, Terry. We'll bring you back, and we'll continue the conversation here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough new biotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free and joining us with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
So the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and don't get your hopes up that the government's going to fix it anytime soon. You've got to take matters into your own hands if you want to have the freedom to choose in the United States with your health care. And thankfully, there is a healthcare company that's calling themselves a free market healthcare company, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. They've also got a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. When I talked about those doctors, I meant traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and even massage. You'll love the service and the price. Go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Terry is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Terry, you said you're an extremist. Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing you said earlier that I thought I would point out is that God's viewpoint on the poor, Jesus said we will always have the poor with us, always. But it's our responsibility to help the poor and to help people and give them a leg up. But the Bible also says a man who doesn't work doesn't deserve to eat. So the whole story is, if they're able-bodied, they need to be working, either working for free to get their welfare, work for the government, clean the streets, I don't care, be a janitor at the courthouse, whatever. If they're getting a handout, they've got to work for the government and pay it back. Now, if they're not able to work,
that's different. Hold on, Terry. The Bible also says that stealing is wrong, and governments operate based off of theft. Jesus never said, create a bureaucracy to help the poor. He told his followers to help the poor.
Right.
Well, wait, the Bible says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Render unto God what is God's. So, yeah, there has to be a government, and there has to be what you're calling a police state is me, law and order. There has to be laws to protect everybody. We're a police state.
So we hear this render under Caesar stuff all the time. Daryl, how do you address that?
I address that by saying, okay, if you are actually supposed to render unto Caesar, then don't use things that are deemed to be Caesar's.
Well, that means if you've got something that's Caesar's, you should probably give it back to him.
Right, and if you've got an alternative to using government money, use the alternative to government money, and then you can't render anything to Caesar because you're not using what Caesar has.
Right, I mean, Jesus was persecuted by the state.
Yes.
Jesus, was no fan, from what I can tell, of the state, and yet here you are saying that you believe that that statement justifies the existence of a coercive government?
Not coercive, no, and I agree, nothing's perfect in life, but Jesus wasn't put down by the state. He was put down by the hierarchy of the Jewish system.
Pontius Pilate was a Roman official. Pontius Pilate is the one who sentenced
Yeshua to death. He also washed his hands of it. He knew that Jesus was not, was being wrongfully, judged. He knew that. He washed his hands. He said, I'm going to wash my hands.
But
he didn't
let
any part of
proceed.
It. He thought it was
he let it proceed anyway.
Terry, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Governments are not very Jesus-like. I mean, they are not loving. They are not peaceful. They are pretty much the antithesis of what Jesus was teaching.
Right.
So, if anything, I mean, if you believe in, the whole Jesus mythology, then governments are more like...
I don't think it's fair to call it mythology. That's a topic for another time.
Well, maybe he was real, maybe he wasn't. I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting story. I mean, there's some good lessons in there. There's no doubt about it. But if you believe in that, then the government resembles more of the devil than it does anything godly.
Right. And when Yeshua was being tempted by the devil said, I can give you all of the kingdoms.
Power. Right? Mm-hmm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. You can take control of the airwaves. Dan is in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys, man. What a great show tonight.
Thanks.
Man. Really good. Really enjoyed
Thanks.
This.
Go ahead thing. With your thoughts.
I've got a thing about the conservative liberal thing, and then I have a question for
okay.
you guys specifically.
Yep.
You know, I hear these terms conservative and liberal. They're just thrown around to kind of label people. And, you know, my viewpoint is there's as a definition parameter, the only conservative group I've ever seen in America is the Amish.
Mm.
Because they actually live, their entire lifestyle is lived around what they believe.
That's a great point. And it's very, you know, traditional, very conservative in that, you know, their dress is conservative. Their beliefs are, you know, to throwbacks to an old culture that they still are kind of keeping alive
right.
today. They have not changed with the times.
Right. It hasn't changed in 100 years. And believe it or not, no matter what other people may think, one of the most liberal groups is the Sufis and the Muslim religion. They are very pacifist. They believe. They don't believe anything of what we typically would think a Muslim group would believe, but yet they're very strong. They live their lifestyle. And for me, if you're going to say you're conservative, show me where you live. Show me your bank account. Show me what you did. Don't talk your mouth about how you have certain views and stuff. I mean, if your life says you're a conservative, then you're a conservative. And if
you judge someone by their actions, not their words.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
And the question I have for you guys, because I actually, when you said dissolve the United States as we know it, let them go each way, that actually appeals to me in a lot of areas. But my question for you is, you know, in my opinion, the whole republic was started with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Are you going to just throw that out the window when you separate the country?
Well, I mean, was the republic started with those things, or was it started with the Articles of Confederation?
Well, technically, it was not a republic under the Articles of Confederation.
Okay.
It was a confederacy, and before the Articles of Confederation were ratified, it was just sort of an association of independent states.
So your question was, would we throw out the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights?
No, Declaration of Independence
yes,
wouldn't
yes,
get thrown
that,
out.
That
document still exists.
Well, first of all, you know, there's no reason why you couldn't declare your own independence, number one. I mean, that's what we have folks doing over at the Shire Society at ShireSociety.com is declaring personal independence, not independence for some state or some landmass or some group of people, but personal independence. But further, I don't know about Virginia, but here in New Hampshire, there's a pretty darn good Bill of Rights that arguably
is as good. Yeah, because there's certain rights and certain things that are given to us as American citizens in those documents. And
they're recognized. They're not given to you.
Yeah,
and also, the New
that.
Hampshire Constitution predates the U.S. Constitution.
That's true. So we wouldn't be, you know, getting rid of the idea of rights. But let's talk about that a little bit more. If you want to stick with us for it, Dan, you can. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You know, are rights given by governments?
No.
It's Free Talk Live.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Got some shopping to do online? Want to help Free Talk Live and get the stuff you want at the same great Amazon prices and shipping deals that you're used to? Just start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Amazon UK, Canada, Amazon US. And you just get your shopping taken care of. Get what you want. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits because we sent them the business. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Gentleman who was on the line with us dropped off, but I still think we should talk a little further about his question.
Yes.
Which had to do with, he liked the idea of secession when we were talking about it. And I think a lot of people are going to feel that kind of visceral, you know, belief that this is a good idea, like, let's get away from
more independence.
Yeah, like more freedom, more independence, get rid of the federal government. What's the point? Why do we, we're still saddled with this thing and its huge debt and all of its regulations and its control and its insane taxation. There's no reason for it. All it does is put us in jeopardy. You know, people say, what do you want the government? You say, what do you want the government for? Oh, protection. Well, they're not protecting you. They're putting you in grave danger with their Department of Defense going around the world destroying people's
right.
lives. So, you know, he had asked the question about, well, what about the Declaration of Independence? What about the Constitution? What about the Bill of Rights? Would we just be throwing this aside in a secession kind of movement?
Well, the Declaration of Independence would still exist as a historical document.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a legally binding document in the United States.
It's just
anyway.
Saying we're mad about this big government, right? The King George.
Right. It was a letter of secession. Although, you know, most people don't realize that.
Mm. That was a breakup letter.
Right. It was a Dear John letter.
Yeah.
Or specifically
or
Dear George, because it's written to George III. But he was asking about, you know, like the Bill of Rights. Well,
mm-hmm.
in Virginia, where he was calling from, they have a Declaration of Rights that predates even the Declaration of Independence, and it's incorporated into their Constitution. When the Virginia Declaration of Rights was first written, it was a completely separate document until 1830, when the state constitution was amended to
include
the Declaration of Rights.
Okay.
And in each revision of the Constitution that they've had over those last 180, almost 190 years, they've retained the Declaration of Rights as Article 1 of their Constitution. Let me read Section 1 of the Declaration of Rights. That all
from
men,
Virginia.
Yes, of Virginia. That all men are by nature equally free and independent and have certain inherent rights, when they enter into a state of society, they cannot by any compact deprive or divest their posterity, namely the enjoyment of life and liberty with the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety. So let's break this down a little bit of what does this actually mean.
It does remind me a little bit of the New Hampshire Constitution as well.
Yes, it does. No. All men are by nature equally free and independent. So you're
born
not
free.
You're not free and independent because somebody wrote down on a piece of paper, all men are free. No, that's your natural state of being.
Right.
It's free and independent.
And the government counteracts that. The government makes you less free.
And let's look at the second part here. And have certain inherent rights.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, again, that's the natural state of nature. You're born with these things.
Mm.
And then it names a few of them. The enjoyment of life and liberty, with the means of acquiring and possessing property,
mm-hmm.
and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety. So life, liberty, pursuit of happiness,
yeah, sure.
is how it's written in the Declaration of Independence. They're just, you know, making sure that, you know, yeah, you can, you know, pursue your happiness by obtaining stuff, by acquiring and possessing stuff. If that makes you happy, as long as you are not, you know, interfering with somebody else's equal, inherent, fundamental right to life and liberty and pursuing happiness by
right.
obtaining stuff.
It doesn't necessarily mean obtaining stuff. Pursuit of happiness can mean...
Well,
can
it
just
says...
mean,
it specifically says acquiring and possessing property.
So sure, that's just
that
one of the things.
Stuff.
But that's just one of the things that they're
and
talking about that you have a right to.
After that, it says pursuing and obtaining happiness.
Right. So that's comma, pursuing
yes.
and obtaining happiness. So they're just saying as a human, you have a right to obtain property.
Yes.
Okay. But also, if pursuing happiness means you don't want property, right? Like, you know, simplifying
right.
your life.
There's no obligation to
yeah.
own property.
Because to me, actually having a bunch of stuff is a burden. I
yes.
find that burdensome, and I like the idea of simplifying and, you know, having as little as you really need.
I was listening to a podcast not too long ago about a guy that he was being interviewed, like multimillionaire, but he only has 18 possessions.
Wow.
And whenever he acquires a new possession, he gives something away.
Amazing. I would love to learn more about that guy. Sounds a lot like Peace Pilgrim, which I read an excellent book about. Was there more that you wanted to share from or more breakdown on that?
There are a total of 16 sections.
Yeah, we're not going to go through
here. We're not going to go through all of them.
But
one of them, again, they recognize freedom of the press as
yeah.
one of the great bulwarks of liberty and can never be restrained but by despotic governments.
Guess what we're going to see happen at the federal level.
This would still exist,
right,
absent the District of Criminals, right, claiming to control you.
You slice off the federal government, and you still have all these state constitutions. All of them have them. Now, some of them were made after the U.S. Constitution. So, like, the California state constitution actually specifically mentions the United States and respecting it, you know, being part of the United States.
Correct.
So, one of the proposals with Yes California, the independence campaign over there, the secession group, is to actually change the California Constitution to, right, strike that phrase,
and
phrasing.
The New Hampshire Constitution mentions the United States in Congress assembled.
But it was added later, I believe.
No. The term in United States of America in Congress assembled specifically referred to the government of the United States under the Articles of Confederation when they were in session.
I see. So anyway, yeah, you could have secession and still have rights, still have them protected, and in fact, arguably have them protected better because you would have a government that would be closer to the people. Now look, I'm in no way a fan of governments. I'm against the idea of coercive states completely.
Right.
But if you're going to have a coercive state, it's better to have one that you can access. It's better to have one that is close by so you know who the people are. There's more of a chance that they're your neighbors. And I just think that's a better situation.
Yes.
So all in all, there's just really no reason to stay in the United States. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-453. We go to Roger in Grand Forks, North Dakota, listening to KNOX. Hey, Roger.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
So I just wanted to throw out an atheistic perspective on refugee resettlement and the illegal immigrants.
Okay, sure.
Are only illegal immigrants by definition, right? And
that's right.
I guess my biggest argument against everybody else that I've heard calling your show tonight, I don't know why you attract the religious crazies, but anyways,
well,
my biggest argument,
we're on conservative talk radio.
Conservative talk radio stations.
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess that would be why. But anyways, my biggest argument against them is that, you know, if we're trying to live our lives in a way that's moral, then I guess it depends on how you define morality. But I define morality as anything that is something is good or moral if it promotes human flourishing and lessens suffering in the world. And
okay. So
I would just say that bringing people in and taking care of them, you know, even to your own self-detriment is more moral than kicking them out, especially after they've been here for 20 years or whatever. For some
absolutely. Absolutely. Stand by, Roger. If you've got more to say from your atheist perspective, you're certainly welcome. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's pretty sad when the atheists sound more like Jesus than some of the Christians.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceuticals
pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you if you join us right now. The toll-free number is 855-453. In the final moments of Free Talk Live, we do have time for you. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. If you've been thinking about it, well, now would be a great time to do it. We've been plateaued for a number of years with the AMP program, and maybe it's because the economy is, you know, tough times out there for folks. We appreciate everybody that steps up to support the show for $5 a month, and you get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only Facebook group, and more. And it helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. So if you like us spreading the ideas of liberty and peace, then really, this is the best way to help us at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I believe the gentleman who was the atheist dropped off the line.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately. But, you know, he was giving us kind of the atheist perspective. And, you know, things are a little weird when the atheist sounds more like Jesus than some of the Christians do, Daryl. And I know that you are, you don't describe yourself as a Christian, but you're pretty familiar with the Christian religion.
Yes.
How do you describe yourself again? I know I've asked you this a million times.
If I know. You know, if I have to give a label, I would say a Messianic Gentile.
Messianic Gentile.
So it's a play on Messianic Jew, but I'm
you're not
Jewish. And so according to the Jews, there's Jews and Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody that's not Jewish is a Gentile.
Okay.
And since I, you know, believe that Yeshua was the Son of God, and, you know, basically a lot of the things that Christians believe, I would consider myself Messianic Gentile, but there's a lot of Christians that have basically bastardized what Christianity actually is.
No kidding.
To where, you know, like, oh, you gotta love the government, and you gotta join the military, yeah, and go kill people,
go kill
because
people,
onward
Jesus
Christian soldier.
Said that.
No.
Thou shalt not kill.
Yeah, killing people is wrong. And if you really
Thou shalt not steal.
Right, and, you know, there's an argument that because that was the Old Testament, that doesn't really apply. But if you read the New Covenant, the new commandment that Yeshua gave, where he said, love one another as I love you. And then he, you know, has other teachings about, you know, help the poor. It's really a non-aggressionist philosophy.
Sure. Right.
But a lot of people want to, you know, like pick and choose parts of the Old Testament of, right, oh, well, we can't give gay people wedding cakes, but we can eat shellfish because reasons, and you can grow multiple crops in the same field, you can wear cotton polyester blend clothing, a lot of things that technically are against Levitical law, some Christians do, but then they want to, you know, like pick and choose. Oh, well, you had premarital sex and you've got a tattoo, mm-hmm, and you served a gay person food that one time.
What was it
so
about finding
devil
fault, taking a plank out of one's eye first before finding fault in others?
Yeah, yeah. So don't worry about the plank in your neighbor's eye, yeah, when you have a speck in your own.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So if you want to join us here, 855-453.
Don't worry about the speck in your neighbor's eye when you have a plank in yours.
There you go. Let's talk to Mark. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. You're on with Ian and Daryl. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Ian and Daryl.
Welcome.
I find it interesting that you guys are quoting Jesus when, in fact, you called him a mythological figure just about 20 minutes ago.
I called him a mythological figure, and I actually called Ian out on calling him a mythological figure.
Daryl objected as soon as I said that, so you've got two different people in the studio here. And again, I said that I don't know for a fact whether or not Jesus actually existed, but I don't think that negates the stories and the value that you can find in the Bible. I'm not saying the Bible's the best book in the world, but there's some value in it.
Yeah, there's tons of evidence for Jesus. There's actually more evidence for Jesus than there is Julius Caesar. And a great book on this is The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. I've just been reading it with my family. It's a fantastic book, provides all the evidence from top scholars. I highly recommend it. And I'm all speaking to the atheist friend out there.
So I'm interested in the claim that there's, you know, not necessarily evidence that Caesar existed.
Yeah, actually, well, I didn't say that. What I said was that there's more evidence that Jesus existed than Caesar. And so I don't actually know about the evidence other than, I mean, for Caesar, I'm not sure. There are a lot of Jewish scholars like Herodotus and look at Josephus, and they all provided an outside look of who Jesus was that's extra biblical.
Okay. Well, did you want to go somewhere else with your call?
No, I found it interesting. I guess I take issue a little bit that there should be no government. I don't agree with the caller that said that, because Jesus said give to Caesar, render to Caesar what is Caesar's. That doesn't necessarily mean that Jesus wants a government.
That's right. I agree with you there.
Yeah, I mean, in the Old Testament, God did set up a government through the Jewish people and showed them the hierarchy and things like that. But that's no... In no
actually,
way,
they begged
government.
Him for a king.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Which
so he allowed them to
God's
have
wish,
a right. government when one did not exist the way that we typically think of governments.
That's a good point. Yeah, God wanted the theocracy, and they wanted a bureaucracy. Very good. Great discussion, guys. Thanks
Mark.
Thanks so
appreciate
much.
Your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, I mean, what's that all about, Daryl? I'm not familiar with that particular story that people begged to have a ruler.
So, prior to the Kingdom of Israel, there were what they called the ruling of the judges.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the way we typically think of judges. It was more chieftain sort of figure to where, you know, they
tribes
were revered and looked up upon of, oh, we have a dispute or we need an interpretation of something. Mm-hmm. This person is well respected and knowledgeable, so let's go, you know, get his counsel and advice. And then, you know, at some point they decided, yeah, we don't really like this thing. We want to be like all the other countries and all the other peoples, and we want a king. And at the end of the book of Judges, where it's talking about that, it says that in the time of the judges, every man did what was right in his eyes.
Okay.
So, you know, basically there was, for a lack of a better term, an anarchist utopia, because there wasn't a government as we think of governments, and people were doing what they felt was right. But they begged for a king, and God said, you want a king, you can have a king.
And then how'd that work out for them?
Not that great. By the third king, they were being taxed heavily. And then when he died, his son said, you thought my father taxed you hard, I'll tax you twice as much.
Wow. Okay.
And then I think it was one king later when Israel split into the northern and southern kingdoms, Israel and Judea.
So it was. So God presumably let them have a king because free will? Like, all right, you guys want a king.
You really want it. I warned you against it, but you really want it, so go ahead.
You want to find out what that's like? Okay, now we've got the state for thousands of years. Thanks, guys.
Yes, and actually, because the southern kingdom was Judea, that's where the term Jew actually comes from. It was a translation of a translation of Judea.
So, Dr. John, in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, John.
Hi. I wanted to comment on one of the gentlemen had mentioned the word Gentile. And it's common that Christians in the Northern Hemisphere apply the word Gentiles to mean everyone that's non-Jewish. But the fact of the matter is, a Gentile is someone and that is a descendant of Japheth, and only Europeans are Gentiles. And if you go to Genesis in the 10th chapter, and when the sons of Noah are Adamites, you'll read when they were on the Isle of the Gentiles. So I know it's common for everyone to claim that Gentiles are non-Jews, but the New Testament, especially in the Greek, It's only applied to European.
Okay, thank you for the call. John, quick response to that one, Daryl?
I'm curious what the other non-European, non-Jewish people are referred to.
Yeah, we're out of time. We don't have time to talk about that. Whatever it might be, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. Plus, it was kind of hard to understand it.
Yes.
Sound like some marbles in his mouth there. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.